Welcome to Season 2 of the Excel Podcast. Join your host, Kevin Selwood, as he talks to a variety of people with useful and interesting things to say about all things to do with instructing and driver training. Throughout the series, there will be a mixture of local personalities from the driver training industry in the Exeter and Torbay areas, as well as nationally acclaimed trainers. Episodes include informative discussions regarding all aspects of running your business, as well as opportunities to find out a bit more about each interviewee. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to log in and listen in to this latest episode. It's a bit of a challenge today because not just because of the people I've got on, but more the fact that it's being recorded the same afternoon as I'm intending to publish it, because the original guest this week wasn't available, so he's coming on at a later date. So very, very kindly, I have press ganged two of my current PDIs to come and give their views of how their training is going, and I promise you that I have paid them absolutely nothing. So they're free to say whatever they like. There's no reward at the end of it. The challenge on various levels, not only the getting the publishing done, also by the, shall we say, the nature of the personalities that I have with me. The one challenge that fortunately I don't have is I'm going to try and work out who I'm talking to, because they're both Vickies. Which makes life a lot easier in one sense, but I shall probably forget totally which one I'm talking to. So I'm going to do this chronologically to start with. The one who came to training with me first. Now, I got incredibly lucky 32 years ago when I left the teaching staff of Sidmouth College, because in the September after that, my first guest started school there in year seven. So you can work out how old she is. So welcome to Vicky Bourne.
Hi, thank you. Oh. Nice introduction.
I'm expecting quite a bit of grief coming back later on from you anyway. And secondly, my other guest is Vicky Henwood. Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
Oh, good. There's life there still. Who came via a different route, which she'll tell you about. But I had the pleasure and delight of teaching her daughter to drive 2 years ago. Anyway, that's a different story. She was an absolutely fantastic learner. And it's a bit like mother, like daughter. In that respect, it's usually the other way around. Anyway, let's crack on with this. First, what I'd like you to do, first of all, is just each of you tell me how you've got or how you decided that you wanted to do this, because both of you, it's slightly different routes and ideas. Because first of all, Vicky, you have done this before.
Yes. Yeah, 20 years.
So just give us a bit of a flavour of the sort of the history and the timeline of how you've got to where you are now.
Well, I was doing it 20 years ago, just before I had my youngest son. So gave it up, obviously, when I was pregnant with him. And then life takes over and I didn't have time to train. And now both my boys are of driving age, and thought it was a nice time to get back into it.
And at the moment, you and your husband are running a garage, somewhere down Colliton Way.
Wilmington it is.
Wilmington, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's close.
Yeah, almost. Almost, Kevin. You're as good as direct as I am.
Right. Okay. And this is saying other Vicky doesn't sound right.
I can be the other Vicky. That's fine.
Right. Okay. we'll rotate that as we go through. Right. Now, tell us how you've got to where you are today.
So I got made redundant from my job of 16, 17 years back in October. Being self-employed, I liked having time off when I could, holidays when I could. And it was really hard to try and find something that would fit in with me. And looking through Indeed and that for the adverts, job adverts, I came across an advert for driving instructors. And I thought, actually, that would work quite well. That's how I got to my training. Yeah.
We'll go into a little bit more detail about that, I think, without sort of naming names in a moment. But Vicky won. Why did you end up choosing us? Why did I get lumbered with you?
Because your life was far too easy. Well, I think I'd phoned a couple of like trainers, I think you got back to me really, really quickly, and we had a
that was stupid, wasn't it?
It was. More fool you. But we had a nice conversation on the phone, and then even after speaking for the first time on the phone, you decided it was a good idea to meet up and talk about it further. So it's entirely on you.
What was it, just me, or did Christy come as well?
No, it was just you.
Oh, yes. She obviously knew something I didn't.
Yes. But yeah, and we met up and talked through the process. And to be honest, I'm really pleased with my choice. I know you're not so keen, but I'm pleased with my choice. So, yeah.
So tell me, why are you pleased? And I shall sit in. No one's going to see me going red with embarrassment, all the wonderful things you're going to say.
I just think, I don't know. I don't know how you feel, but I just feel like a working relationship is really good. You're really supportive. You're not shouty. And like, you're not negative in any way. Like, even if you do something wrong, there's no sort of real negativity about how you've done it or why you've done it wrong. It's always really positive, and that's really nice.
My philosophy with learners is, if something's not going right, let's learn from it. And let's get it right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've just been reading just after I was laying down in a darkened room recovering from our training session this morning, reading a guy who does another podcast who one of his learners apparently did a lesson or two with somebody else, and her confidence has been totally destroyed by this other person. Mm. And he said, I can't believe in this day and age people still shout at learners. Mm. But it obviously goes on anyway. Right, so thank you very much for that. You'll get your reward in heaven.
So not going there.
Right, Vicky, too, the training path, you initially went on a different route.
I did. I did my research online. And I sort of opted for the bigger franchise to start with. It was just down to circumstance and cost at the time. Yeah. And I went with a company, and initially they seemed really, really friendly. You know, the first call and the chats, they're like, yeah, you know, we're the best. We do this, that and the other. And it sounded great at the time. I did my part one, ended up doing my part one pretty much myself. Or the theory has a test. They just give you online stuff to look at, basically. Once I'd passed that, they put me in touch with a trainer for part two, which it was a bit of a funny setup. So it was one trainer with two pupils, basically, and you do 4 hours each. So you did 2 hours each. It should be a 4 hour session, but you drove 2 hours and then another 2 hours, and then you'd have another lesson a bit later on, closer to your test. But it was just all very, there was lack of communication a lot of the time. They never got in touch to see how you were doing. And it just felt wrong in the end. It was going so slow. And I know that I knew that Kevin did training. And I got in touch with him in the end because it wasn't the right decision for me. And yeah, I got in touch with Kevin and he helped me get through my part two and best thing I ever did.
Definitely. Oh.
So thank you.
That's very kind of, thank you for saying that. But I think there are times when 2-to-1 training could be beneficial, but I think there has to be sort of an agreement between all the parties that's going to work for them. And just throwing two people together for a training session, because we just don't do it unless there was a specific request for it, or we thought that two people could work together, because your needs and rate of progress could be totally different to the other person.
Totally. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was really lucky, I must say, that the lady that I was sharing the lessons with, she was very, very lovely, but she wasn't, she hadn't even booked her second test right. with the training. So she, you know, it was a bit unhelpful for her because she'd need it later on. But because they liked to, so we were in a similar area, so they would put us together and get us done as soon as we could so that he could then move on to somebody else.
Right.
So in that respect, it was rushed.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was like online courses that you were just left and you'd have to send your coursework in to them to mark before they would allow you to move on to the next section. And right. It was all very long-winded and drawn out. Yeah. And what can you learn via coursework?
Nothing.
No. You need hands-on, don't you? You need practical, I think, definitely.
Yeah, I think in this job it probably is. There's a certain amount of theory that is good to have as a background, but yeah, a lot of it needs to be hands-on. So, Vicky, I can't remember, it's so long ago now. Did you did your part one with on your own, or did we send you material for that, or did you purchase it?
I got the pack that you said about for the part one.
Yeah, we can mention their name because so you bought the Go Green material. Right.
That was really helpful. Again, yeah, so for the part one, I think that was really helpful because it really did sort of make you look into stuff a bit more. And also the app, I can't remember which app it was that you suggested, that's really good.
Theory Test Pro.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really, really good. But that just practiced on that and read lots. So.
Yeah. Right. And so, you got through that. Both of you did your part ones. Both of you did your part twos not far apart from each other.
No, we were quite close, weren't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was terrified.
It was, I wouldn't want to do that again.
No.
One of you came out absolutely staggered that you'd passed. I'm not going to say which one. And one of you came out right on the very edge of the number of faults allowed, as I seem to remember. But, you know, like everything, a pass is a pass.
A pass is a pass, yep, definitely.
Yeah.
So one person did it quite legitimately with 6 faults, and one person paid the examiner enough to get through. And we won't say who's who. Now, since then, you're both taking rather the different paths when it comes to training, because one of you is about, hopefully next week, if the DVSA get their finger out, about to start on a trainee licence. Mm-hmm. And one of you isn't doing a trainee licence. And there are valid reasons for both. So most times we prefer people to do the trainee licence. But in Vicky One's case, who's the one who's not doing the pink licence, it's quite understandable why you're not doing it. Mm-hmm. Do you want to explain why you're not doing it?
I think because I've done it before, and although the process was slightly different before, it was like all those years ago, there was a completely different process somewhere. But also because I have my two boys that are old enough to drive, so I wouldn't charge them for lessons anyway. So I'm able to have like the experience of the driving with them. So yeah, there was no real need for me to go on the pink license, I don't think.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And the fact that Bob, your husband, only allows you out once a week on Fridays anyway, and as you say, just your two boys, you're having to pay me for training. So and say it appears to be working, doesn't it?
It does. It seems to be going quite well, touch wood.
surprisingly well.
Yes, well, yeah, especially my middle one, he's surprised me, especially today.
He did really well today, didn't he? And you know, I'm glad he knew where we were going as well. But yeah, it's very clear to me that you've done it before. You know, you are significantly different to everybody else in the way that you approach things, because you've got the skills there for all, you know, you're asking the questions before the situation arises, whereas everybody else comes to that later. And you were probably in the situation that Vicky and all the others are in 20 years ago when you did your first training.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, and I failed my part three, I think, the first two times back then.
Ooh, third, last chance saloon.
It was, absolutely. But again, the whole setup, the whole training, everything was so different.
So did you do that with a national company or a local? You don't have to name names.
Okay. It was a national.
Unless you want to.
Well, no, it was I think they're national, because I think you did your training with them too.
Of course you did. Yes, LDC.
Yeah. But it was set up in Bournemouth, and I had to go and stay in Bournemouth for, I think it was 3 or 4 days.
Oh, right.
To do the part three training, like, solidly. Yeah. That wasn't so local. But, yeah, I think that's what it was, yeah.
I'm not aware of them doing anything like that anymore, but if my friend Ella Burnett listens to this, she's the current LDC trainer down here, so no doubt she'll put me right on that. But I think a lot of companies have stopped doing that sort of thing, because it's a lot of pressure, just a few days to get through something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And Vicky too, we've been ploughing our way through the 40 hours so to get you onto your trainee license. And we've had a practice last week in signing our names 20 times on that ridiculous form.
Yeah.
which bears a very close resemblance, to the actual training that took place and the days it took place and the things that we did.
Definitely.
Yeah, well said. I remember all that time spent doing the emergency stop.
Of course,
Well worth it.
That was the best bit.
So the actual, your training, which has been I don't mean more structured, but we've had to be a little bit more, organised is probably the wrong word as well, but to make sure we could get through it all.
Definitely.
So both of you, really, we started with what, three or four, five sessions, just us in the car, going through timing of directions, in giving instruction and that sort of thing. And then we threw both of you into the lion's den with real learners.
Yep. That was an experience. A bit different from the old role-playing, isn't it? When you're trying to teach somebody you can drive to drive.
Yeah,
definitely.
So, Isha, how did you find the actual training itself to get to the stage of where, oh my God, I'm now taking a live learner out. Where now, Vicky, one, you could actually be a little bit more blunt and direct with your learners, seeing as they were your sons, whereas Vicky, too, has to be a little bit more diplomatic, particularly with one of her learners, but we won't go into too much detail on that. Did it make... How did it feel about suddenly taking real learners out?
Is that for me?
Anybody, let's have some life somewhere.
it was quite, I would say, not daunting, but... scary in a way, because you're letting them take your car out and letting them loose on the road. I must say, when I took my daughter out once without the just up to Smeathop without the dual controls, and it's nice having them because you have the control then, so you feel a lot safer, I think, definitely. And both my ladies are really lovely and really easy to teach. They seem to pick it up quite well, so I think I've been very lucky so far.
Yes, and you've picked up another one, haven't you, Faye, who's seems to be amazing.
Oh, she's just a natural. She can drive. You tell her what to do and she does it. Oh. I took her out a lot yesterday and it was like, oh my goodness, where am I going to take you now? You keep doing everything great. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, and your two boys, Finn and Harvey, have been really good as well, haven't they? I don't think between the two of you, you've had a difficult learner.
Not yet.
No, I don't think so. I don't think I did have... I can't remember ever having one that was really difficult years ago either. I think I've just been generally quite lucky.
Right. Yeah, I have Vicky too, particularly, has experienced the other side of the coin from the back of the car.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
with one of mine who probably I work harder with in that one lesson than the rest of the week combined.
Yeah.
And then another one of our trainees went out with me yesterday with the same person at the end of it. She said, I can't believe how patient you were.
He was sweating last time he went really out.
Who are me or the learner?
No, you. It was like,
yeah,
hard work.
Yeah, but some people are. So then I took a girl out yesterday afternoon on her second lesson, and she's probably already done more in 4 hours than this other person has done in 20.
But that's quite nice, though. I think it's almost, and I guess because I worked in a school as well, it's almost really nice to see someone that really, really struggles.
Yeah,
it's more rewarding to see the progress they're making. You know, it's rewarding for all of them, but more so for those that have really struggled, like either with anxiety or something like that.
Yeah.
Than someone who breezes through. It's still rewarding, but there is just that little edge on those that struggle, I think, somewhere.
Absolutely. And there are real tangible signs of improvement coming now, and it's taken time.
Mm-hmm.
He does dissect things and overthink things to a great degree, but yeah, he'll get there, but it just takes longer than others.
Yeah, that's it, and absolutely. And when you see, like, their reactions and their faces when they do something that they have to struggle with, it just clicks into place. I think that's just amazing, and it's also nice having the challenge to, like, okay, so this kind of teaching isn't going to work. So how do I get around this? What do I do? That's I enjoy that side of it.
No. Yeah. Good. Right. And another divergent path that you two will be taking is once you're qualified.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because one of you is going to join us and stay with us, and one of you I'm going to get rid of.
Not my idea, was it, Kevin? Funny how people wear for that one.
could you tell the relief from my voice?
I think it was more the, you're not going to want to work with us, are you?
Well, I, to be fair, I think right from the start, you made it clear that you wanted to set up on your own.
Yeah.
And you've got the name of the driving school all sorted.
I have, yes. So,
which is?
It's going to be Born to Drive.
I like that.
Yeah. I'm quite lucky with the surname. It works quite well. So.
Yeah.
So there's a plug for that, you see. So 10% off your first student comes to me.
Okay.
And you've got your livery sorted as well? Black and gold?
I think I'm going to go black and gold. My car's white, so I think I'm going to go black and gold. And, and been talking to quite lucky having the garage because I can talk to all our advertisers and stuff. So I've been talking to them, and so it's all in progress. Just got to get through the part three before 2025. So
let's get you through first time. Then I'll wave goodbye to you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Anytime. Vicky too is actually going to have her car liveried up as soon as I get the quote back from the sign writer, and you can book it in.
I am because you're
joining us.
I am, and you couldn't get rid of me as easy as the other Vicky, that's for sure.
But he doesn't mind that, though. That's fine.
Oh, dear.
That's exciting. That's going to be really exciting, seeing it on your car and everything. That's going to be lovely.
Yeah, I can't wait for that bit. Mm. I like to have the bling, as they say.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, pretty good.
So what was it that swung it for you to stay with us?
I think for me, it's the security that you guys offer, for just the support, being local. I got to meet some of the other driving instructors that are part of the Training Wheels family last night, and they were all so lovely, and that's given me a lot of reassurance. They're all, there to help if I need help.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. It was nice to see some people there last night.
Oh.
Oops. I couldn't do it.
Sorry.
I couldn't make it physically. People wanting air conditioning.
Yeah, we'll let you off.
Thank you.
I got asked this morning at the end of the session by Vicky, are you going to organise another one before August? And I think, oh my God, have I got to?
Yes.
Anyway, sorry, Vicky, you were going on about the reasons why you're staying and meeting people.
Yeah, and just I think because I'm a first timer, whereas Vicky's done it before, it is just nice to have, help with finding students. And just having the backup from you guys along the way.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I know I have had a plaintive cry from Vicky one of a couple of weeks ago, saying, you won't disappear altogether. I can still ask you things, can't I? when she's gone. I should be changing my phone number.
Ever support, right, Kevin.
Yeah, what was that you said earlier on about being supportive? Or perhaps it wasn't you. Now, at this point in the original recording, one of the Vickies had a phone call on her phone, which she answered. And it was only when we got to the end of the recording and I went back to edit that I found out that all of her recording from this point onwards actually hadn't recorded, which was a bit of a nuisance. So I'm a bit annoyed with myself for not noticing that. So what we've done, and very kindly, both of them have agreed to come back after the weekend and finish this off. So we'll pick the whole thing up again with the three questions that I was going to ask each of them
separately about what they've enjoyed about their training, what they found tricky or difficult, and also what they think that I or we as a training company could have done better. So here we are on part two, version two, and hopefully all goes well this time. So we're just going to dive straight in and ask each of you these three questions, and we'll take them one at a time. What you've enjoyed about training, what you found difficult, what we, or perhaps I, could have done differently or better. So first one, what have you enjoyed about training? And don't just sit there and look at me. One of you go first.
Go on, Vic.
I'll go first. Okay. I have enjoyed meeting lots of different people throughout the journey so far. My other work was very, very, I worked on my own a lot of the time. So, yeah, just generally meeting people and seeing them progress as well, I think, is definitely a good thing.
I've just enjoyed it, like, completely, like, from the learning to drive again to, like, learning to teach again. It's just good fun. The whole thing is just good fun. It's a laugh a minute, and it's great. it's just great fun.
Your sound went a bit funny there, Vicky, I think. But basically, you've enjoyed it, and you look as though you've frozen on the screen as well.
Oh, that's going to be my internet connection, I expect, because I'm down the back and beyond.
Oh, no, you're okay. There's always one. Ow, isn't there?
Sorry, maybe I can hang out in the kitchen area closer to the internet.
I think we can get the gist of what you're saying anyway.
It's just good fun. It is just good fun.
You're just taking longer to upload. So basically, it's been fun.
Yes, it has been really good fun. It's not. I was really stressed about the part two. Really stressed
about the part two.
Yeah, about the driving test, to the point I don't think I spoke to anybody for about a week. Because I was so worried about it, which to some people is a blessing. So, but no, it has been fun.
I'm sure. Yeah. Good. Although both of you now, since we did this, the first part of this, both of you have now taken either a son or a daughter out. So Vicky, your perspective has changed a little bit since you took Hannah out yesterday on her birthday.
Yeah. It's changed completely. Trying to teach a family member has been so hard. I feel like I'm right back at the beginning. I'm trying to tell her or advise her to do, and she knows it already because she's 17 and she's a and she knows. And trying to do my bit the right way round. And Lynn, before she ate, because she knows what she's doing, it's been quite trying.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And she wants to drive everywhere straight away.
All the time. Traffic lights in the high street. Let's go to Exeter, Mum. It's like, no, not today.
Right. So what about things that have been difficult? I suppose that's probably one of them, with a family member and somebody who wants to run before she can walk.
Yeah, definitely that. I think at the beginning I struggled with giving directions and instructions. It's just out in the right way and in the right order.
Yeah,
they need before you actually get to where it is you're wanting them to go. It's getting better.
It's stumbling over your words.
Yeah,
what am I trying to say? I often say to Kevin, "How do I say this, Kevin?"
Yeah, so at the roundabout, we'll go your way or we'll go my way.
But at least I'm not saying straight across. So we haven't like launched off any roundabouts yet. So.
Sorry, so you're breaking up a little bit again.
Hang on, I'll move over here. I haven't said go straight across, so we haven't had any launches off of roundabouts quite yet. So I always make sure we're saying follow the road ahead.
You're making more sense than you normally do with that, but neither of us can actually work out what it is.
Oh dear, is it really, really bad?
I think you need to invest in that's fine. I can hear that.
Okay. I'm sat right on top of the router. We do lose internet about five times a day here. So. Oh, will it affect the recording if I go on to 4G?
Will it affect
the recording if I switch it to 4G?
Well, no, don't start getting technical.
Hang on. You might be all right. Kevin can keep on uses you or not.
Let's have a look. I'll have a go. Yeah. Right, let's take the Wi-Fi off. So we should just be on 4G. Hopefully it'll come back. Is that better?
Well, that's better. There that's much go. Better.
We'll just ignore the internet and we'll use 4G.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. That's fine.
Ideal. We're on.
Right. So what was that gobbledygook you were saying, which I'll try and edit out later, but might leave in.
I think it was about roundabouts. And I was saying I've managed to not say go straight across the roundabout. So we haven't launched the car off of any centres of any roundabouts anywhere yet. So this is quite good. But I do find I'm trying to say so much.
Now she's disappeared.
Oh, I've not gone again.
We can hear you.
Oh, that's right then. I do fine. I'm trying to say so much and my brain's going, you need to say this, you need to say this. And it just comes out in the wrong order. Oh, this is ridiculous. Honestly, it's on 4G. I can crawl outside. Right, let me go. Have I come back yet? This is ridiculous. Right.
Oh, right. Try again.
Okay.
Something to do with roundabouts, wasn't it?
Yes, and not launching cars off of the centre of the roundabouts because I've managed to avoid saying go straight across at the roundabout.
Yeah. I think in terms of sort of normal... I was going to say normal people, but
we are normal.
Current company. Normal. but if you were just in a car with somebody and you say which way at the roundabout, oh, straight ahead. But that's not what the examiner's going to say. So I think a lot of it is really just to let's make sure the learners know what to expect in terms of directions when it comes to a driving test, as much as anything else.
Yeah, and I think it is definitely the timing, because I know with Harvey, we went around an estate in Honiton so that we could do roundabouts on the right turn, and
which is his side.
Which is his side, yeah. And I know there wasn't a lot of time between the little junction we pulled out of and the main junction that we were going to come out onto, like the Tesco's road. So yeah. I had to use the dual controls because he was going to pull away in second gear and it was an incline as well. So there was no physical way he would have made it across the road. But like Kevin pointed out, I should have given that instruction for the gear change sooner.
Yeah.
But because my brain was thinking about something else, I couldn't quite get the time to get him to change the gear down. It's timings as well. It's quite hard.
Yeah, I think that situation, the ideal is get the voice control as the dual.
Yeah.
So you can get it sorted out. But at the end of the day, your overriding thing is safety. Yeah. and do what's required and think, yeah, perhaps I could have done it differently.
Yeah, that's it.
Talking of which, could I have done anything differently or better?
No,
yeah.
Not.
Oh, right. Stop there.
I did have a. I did have a thought last night, actually. I was thinking, so I've got a lesson, I've got a newbie today, and then tomorrow I've got my lovely lady who I've been about, I think she's had four double lessons. I haven't actually been writing any logs myself.
Right, and yeah.
What we did last week and what we're going to do this week, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't actually remember. We did bits, but I can't remember what we did completely. And I think I need to be writing some sort of record, because she's not.
Yeah.
She's been keeping up with the Total Drive reflective log, but this week she's not filled in, which hasn't helped.
Yeah, I think there's, yes, you're right there. There's to me, there's two ways you can do that. And I know I'm very lax on doing this as well. Within the Total Drive management system, you can, and I know that this is okay for you, but not for other Vicky, because she's not in there,
yeah.
Because we're not using the diary. There is a notes section for each lesson, which you could put something in. Also, I'm pretty sure, and I ought to know this, actually, I'm pretty sure within the Go Green material, there's a printable reflective log,
yeah,
that you could use there for each learner.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with you. I think that would be quite useful. And also it would be quite useful probably as a record for the part three test.
Yeah.
And Vicky One is now panicking. Oh, God, you've got the Go Green stuff, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a downloadable and printable thing in there that you can use for learners to just reflect on what they've done, so that you can actually remember what they've done and where they've gone. Yeah. That's the thing that I find most difficult. Where the hell did we go last week? Yeah. Why didn't I write it down?
Definitely. And because a lot next week, I've got nothing. I'm going to lose track completely.
Yeah. So I think that would be a good idea to actually
Yeah.
Go to the Go Green stuff and start using that,
yeah,
because it is very useful. Yeah, the other thing that went through my mind, and I know I'm hopefully doing a podcast with a couple of people this week about different resources that you can use, and sort of the visual resources and things. And I know that your eldest daughter Vicky Holly bought you some toy cars and bits and pieces to use, and we looked at a couple of things last week, visual resources that you can use, but I feel that perhaps we could have been better at, or I could have been better at, giving you some ideas of what other things you could use rather than just you.
Yeah, I did find something. I can't remember what the app's called, and downloaded it, and you can add, it's got like roundabouts and junctions and things like that. And then it's got little cars that you can add to it. So you can show positioning and things like that.
Yeah.
I know one of my instructor friends, he's got an app, but he couldn't remember. And it's really good because you can set up actual scenarios. So you can put these cars where you want them to go. And whether there's going to be like, if they did that, then they could hit each other and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's trying to get him to remember what app he used.
Right, yeah. I take it somebody's working in the garage at the moment.
I'm moving backwards and forwards to the quietest place.
Oh, I did prepare people that this could be quite anarchic, this session, and it's certainly proving it. Yeah.
Honestly, so sorry. I'm always going to be like the thorn in the side. You know?
Oh, God. I'm saying nothing. The other thing that I remember we did just touch on last time, so we'll try and bring this to a halt soon, so you don't have to keep moving and end up down in Seaton or Axminster. is the debate about cars, whether you lease or buy, because both of you have your own cars, don't you?
Yeah, yes.
But that was one of the things, Vicky, that really drew you into the original company you were going to go with, that they were going to provide a car.
They were going to provide the car. But when you work out how much it's going to cost you with your pet car payments and then your franchise fee on top, it was just ridiculous. It was, you'd be working for half the week to pay off
yeah
them before you actually made anything yourself.
Yeah, and that makes it stressful.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Very expensive route to go down if you were going to go that way.
Yeah, I think there are some people for whom leasing works. If you want the sort of fallback that you've got, if something goes wrong, that you can get another car. Although I think you have to, like with the training, you have to be a little bit careful and do your research there as to which company is better, because some are better than others, quite clearly. And some people have better experiences with some companies than others, which seems to be the thing within the car industry anyway.
Yeah,
I'm sure running a garage you find that as well, because you've given me some insight on which cars are easier to service than others.
Yes, definitely, and it's quite interesting the choice of cars. And they look nice and they're good and they're great, but to repair things like your clutch, which is going to go quite often, and your wheels that are going to get damaged quite often, it's really expensive. So I think it's important, if you're going to buy or even lease a car, have a look at, you know, sort of repair costs and ease of replacing parts, really. So, because obviously with a normal car, something like a clutch would go hundreds of thousands of miles, but with a learner, that's going to half the lifetime of the clutch.
Although I've got to say, I've been quite lucky with mine. It's I don't know what's the normal lifespan of a clutch. Again, if a careful driver, one person, it could go on for goodness knows how long. It's not something that I've had repeated problems with. I have to say, it's normally been after, I suppose it's going to go after that length of time anyway. So, and also the cars I've had, you know, the clutch and the flywheel and whatever else can be expensive, but nothing like the cost that you have mentioned of one particular foreign make that you've had to deal with recently.
That's it. And, you know, it's simple things. It's back in again because he's filled it full of the wrong fuel. So it's like that. So
and it's got a test today, isn't it?
Yeah. So my car's gone out, I think.
All right.
but it'll be. I would just look into, you know, a lot of, I think when instructors start, they look at a car and they're like, I've always wanted one of them for myself. You know, but I think looking at practicalities, ease of repair, and like you say, a proper company, research all the companies to make sure you're getting a decent company.
So we've got what have you got? We've got a Toyo Tarago between you two, and you turn up in different cars each week, but at least what is it that's got the dual controls?
Fiesta.
That's right, it was a So, you know, two fairly easy cars. And I got quite buoyed up when you said to me that you don't get many I-20s coming in for repairs. So so that made me feel a bit better that it's not going to have big problems. Okay, well, let's wrap it up there, because you've got other and better things to be doing. I've got other things to be doing. I won't say better. overall, where you both are now, you're quite happy with the progress you're making and the choices you've made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Lovely. Right. Good. That'll do. I'll go away and hopefully everything's worked all right this time. It does say Vicky Bourne 99% uploaded, which I probably missed last time when your phone call came in. But thank you for the tour of the garage today, although nobody else will see it, but I enjoyed it.
Just run around. No, thank you. I'm so sorry. We've had to do it again.
not a problem. I will see one of you on Friday.
Yeah.
And the other one tomorrow morning.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Awesome. With your lovely eldest daughter's car air fresheners.
Yeah.
bless her.
All of them, probably. Lovely. Okay, well, thanks ever so much to both of you. See you later in the week.
See you later. Have a good week.
Bye.
Well, it looks like we got there in the end, thank goodness. So I'm sorry about the hiccups that we've had, first of all in the delay in producing this podcast, and also in one or two issues with uploading, internet connections and so on. But hopefully you've got an idea of the training that two people have had, as I say, from different perspectives. One who's done the job before, albeit 20 odd years ago, and one who's going on a trainee licence, one who isn't, and some of the issues they've encountered on the way, and a few other bits and pieces, which, as I say, I hope have been helpful to you. So if this has been of interest and you found some of it that has been of benefit, it'd be great if you could just leave us some feedback on the Excel podcast some Facebook page. And yeah, thank you very much for persevering through to the end. I did warn before we even did this that this one could be a little bit anarchic, knowing the clientele that was coming on, and I think we've probably lived up to that. So in amongst the laughter and the giggling, there has been some gems of information there, which I'm sure that anybody who is currently training will probably resonate with. Those of us who've been through it will probably remember back to those days when they were training and think, yeah, I've been there. So once again, thank you very much for coming along, and look forward to you joining us for the next one.